Rebecca News. You need to know. Now.
Joburg and Emalahleni 21, Pretoria 24. We start with education, and Minister Siviwe Khwarube has directed the Department of Basic Education to accelerate the development of regulations, norms and standards for the Basic Education Laws Amendment Act. Khwarube told the media yesterday that the draft policies will be open for public comment by June next year. She stressed the importance of public participation in the process, aiming to move beyond political debate and focus on constructive input.
I have instructed the Director General to continue with pace the process of developing draft regulations, norms and standards, and policy that will inform the implementation of this Act. I want these to be published for public comment within the next 6 months. It gives South Africans an opportunity to make their voices heard.
Meanwhile, ANC Secretary General Fikile Mbalula says that the Bela Act should stop being treated as a threat. Mbalula was briefing the media at the party's headquarters in Joburg yesterday after President Cyril Ramaphosa fully implemented the Act on Friday. He said the implementation is a victory for constitutional values, the government of national unity and democracy.
It can only be a threat to racists. This Act is not a threat to non-racialism, to a better South Africa, to a united nation. It's not a threat. It's not a threat. It just opened the doors of learning and culture to all. So those who want to preserve this system for a particular group or class only, they will oppose this bill.
Now to the Northern Cape, where a 5.3 magnitude earthquake struck the province early this morning, 356 kilometres north of Worcester and 180 kilometres from Calfinia. According to the Euro-Mediterranean Seismological Centre, the quake's epicentre was at a shallow depth of 10 kilometres, potentially increasing its impact. While no casualties or structural damage have been reported, numerous residents reportedly felt the tremor. To Tshwane, where consumers around the Roslyn substation should be aware of an emergency shutdown of power supply to carry out maintenance of electrical components in the area. City of Tshwane spokesperson Lindela Mashiho.
It is anticipated that the said essential work will be concluded at midnight. Areas and businesses amenities that are affected include BMW, Viva, Nedbank, ASEA and Rotenbach.
And finally, U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has appointed television executive Mark Burnett, who produced the Tycoon's reality show The Apprentice, as special envoy to the United Kingdom. The Emmy Award-winning Burnett, who was born in London, is also the creator of Survivor, and he produced other hit shows including Shark Tank and The Voice. The Apprentice has been widely credited with reversing Trump's fortunes and making him a household name in the United States before he announced his presidential run in 2015. I'm Martina van der Walt-Elers with Nies die Uur. Minister van Basiese Onderwys Siviwe Khwarube die versekering gegee dat die instelling van die Bela Wet tot die voordeel van alle leerders in Suid-Afrika sal wees.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop.
Get ready
on Jacaranda FM.
These days, yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than whiskey. Oh, I've tried, but every time I feel it kiss me, I keep coming.